צהריים טובים רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום. Today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, לסדר ויצא. We find the Torah, interestingly, beginning to discuss at length the life and journey of Yaakov Avinu. Interestingly, the Torah spends the most time on Yaakov Avinu than any one of the other avot. Avraham Avinu has three parashiyot. Lech lecha, vayera, chaye sara, zeo. יצחק אבינו, one, תולדות. יעקב אבינו, תולדות, ויצא, וישלח, וישם, מריץ, ויגש, many parashiyot, delving into the persona of בחיר האבות, the choicest of the אבות. So much so that Chazal teach us that we know that on the Merkava, הקדוש ברוך הוא's chariot, there are different images on the chariot, נכון? Image of a lion, and a shor, an eagle and a man. Who's that man? The face of whom is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot? Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because he was Bechira Avot. The Shlemut of what a person can achieve was Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, we find certain things in the Torah that people on a superficial level sometimes misconstrue. The Torah says, Vayhi ka'asher ra'a Yaakov et Rachel, וישק יעקב לרחל, וישא קולו ויבק, את קולו ויבק. The first time יעקב אבינו encountered רחל, he knew ברוח קודשו that this was his זיווג. He was filled with a tremendous love and emotion for רחל, and he kissed her. The Torah says that he kissed her. And it says that he also cried. And why did he cry? Why did he cry? There's a midrash. Midrash Rabbah on this pasuk. שבכה מפני שראה אנשים מלחשים אלו לאלו מפני שנשקה. מה בזה לחדש עלינו דבר ערווה? כי לא עלה על דעתם ולא הגיעו להשיג מדרגתו. Which means, people, as soon as they saw this, said, what, this is the famous Yaakov Avinu that came from Eretz Yisrael over here to, you know, to teach us about Arayot. We know plenty about Arayot. And he cried because people misunderstood the message behind that kiss, the message behind that emotion. It was from a pure holy place. It's interesting, we find that Yaakov Avinu offered. You ever wonder why Yaakov offered to work for 7 years for Rachel when he was talking to Lavan? Ya'ivotcha sheva shanim b'Rachel b'techa ketana. And the Torah says that he did it. Vayehav Yaakov et Rachel, vayhiu ve'ainav ki yamim achadim be'ahavato otah. He loved her so much that the time passed by, the years passed by like mere days in his love of her. First of all, it's interesting, it says, Ki yamim achadim. Where else do we find that? In last week's parasha, when Rivka urges Yaakov to run away from Esav because he's, Hine Esav achicha mitnachem lecha l'orgecha, he wants to kill you, she said, run away to my brother's house, to Lavan, v'yashavta imo yamim achadim. So stay with him for what? For a few days. Find that same exact Lashon. Everything in Yaakov's mind was super, super mechushban. Seven, and what does that mean? Chazal teach us, Rivka told Yaakov, how long should you stay with my brother Lavan? 7 years. And then he told Lavan, I want to work for you for 7 years while I'm awaiting Rachel. Which is interesting because he felt every single moment there was a kiyum of mitzvah kibud avaim. In Yaakov's mind, everything was so mechushban, so perfect. Everything was just in olam shel mitzvot. And you see something else. You know that it's interesting. We never think about something that you love in life, something that you're looking forward to, something that you love, something that you're excited about. And if you have to count down, sometimes the countdown can be agonizing. It feels like it's an eternity. It can never end. And yet, when the Torah describes Yaakov's love for Rachel, it says exactly the opposite. Not that it was an eternity, but the time flew by. How does that work? And there's an epic piece by the Lev Eliyahu, Hagaon Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I encourage everybody to read this essay in Lev Eliyahu over Shabbat. Just a complete reset on the Torah's perspective of love. You know, we live in Western society in the 21st century where love is a very broad, strange word. It means different things for different people. But the Torah also uses the word love, ahava. What does love mean according to Torah? And he says exactly the opposite of what it means for everybody else. When a person says, I love something, we are extremely selfish, hedonistic, desirous beings. And therefore, when we say we love something, in Western society, you don't really love it. You love yourself, and this thing is an instrument to bring pleasure to yourself. Think about it. I love this food, for instance. Nahon, right? You don't love the food. You love yourself through the food. I love this woman. Do you? Really? You love yourself. You're Baal Ta'ava. And this woman is the, you know, she's the keli to be mimale your Ta'ava. The Torah's vision of love is something totally different. It's on a higher stratosphere. It's when the Torah says that Yaakov loved Rachel, it's because he saw her not as a keli for his own Ta'ava, it's because he saw her as a partner to be ma'amid the legacy of Am Yisrael, bear the Shvatim, bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and build the Beit HaMikdash. This is, he saw her as a partner for the eternity of Am Yisrael. That was his boundless, and therefore, because it wasn't a self-centered, egotistical love, you know, when you're waiting to pleasure yourself, it can feel like an eternity. But when you're working towards a higher goal with somebody, time flies when you're having fun. It's a totally, totally different thing. Yaakov Avinu was so perfect. Such an ish emet. Why is it? Can I ask you, how did he allow himself even to do such an action like to kiss Rachel in front of people and it's going to give people the wrong thoughts and the wrong machshavot? You know what the Lev Eliyahu says? An unreal thing. Rewind to Parashat Bereshit. What does the Torah say? Vayu shnehem ayrumim ha'adam ve'ishto ve'lo yitbushashu. Which means, Adam and Chava were naked. They were completely undressed and they weren't ashamed. Why is that, Rabotai? Why weren't they ashamed at the time? Only after the chit of the Etz Hadaat, even though their erva was exposed, why weren't they ashamed? Answer, because at that point, before the chit of Etz Hadaat, them, their bodies, and their neshamot, and the Yetzer Hara were two separate entities. The Yetzer Hara, which was embodied in the Nachash, was a separate thing. It wasn't inside them, it was outside. And therefore, when the Yetzer Hara is not in you, erva is not a thing. It's just, you know, just like any other body part. After the chit of the Etz Hadaat, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated the Yetzer Hara within them, then they started thinking, oh, erva vezeh, that's when all these thoughts, and they got ashamed, and they went to cover themselves. Which means, says the Lev Eliyahu, perforce, we have to understand that Yaakov, when he kissed Rachel, it was so pure that Yaakov achieved the madrega of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, where such things, it's a Gemara also, in Masechet Baba Batra, the Gemara says that in Me'arat HaMachpelah, Rabbi Bena'a, one of the Amoraim, walked into Me'arat HaMachpelah, and he saw Abraham and Sarah hugging each other. And he says, you know, he asked Eliezer, is this Derech Eretz? That, you know, on full display, he says, no, you don't get it. In Olam HaEmet, these things, in this world, Tzni'ut and Arayot, and it's a thing, obviously, but in Olam HaEmet, where there's no Yetzer Hara, these things are considered, there's no shame to these things, similar to Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. That was the madrigav of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore Yaakov Avinu's love was the Torah's real definition of love. Not self-centeredness, but looking for the good of Rachel, looking for the good of Am Yisrael, knowing that she was his partner to build this unbelievable legacy. Rabotai, you know, we live in a generation where our perspectives can be skewed based on things that we see outside. Don't let your perspectives be formed by the outside world, because that's really, it's perverted. Priorities are upside down. The only perspectives and definitions that matter are those delineated by the Torah. Those are the things that we need to look forward to. you know, the word love is cheap. You know, people grow up today on movies where the you meet a person for, I love you. What do you mean you love them? What are you talking about? You love bal ta'ava hamor. What are you talking about? I love you. You don't love anybody. Nachon? That, you know how long it takes to really build love? You know how long it takes to build a relationship? What do you mean, I love you? How can I send them a bichlan? You know, motu mat ha-no'ef v'ha-no'afet. It's a bizarre Sedom v'amora world out there. Don't get confused. Always take your guidance from the Torah Kedosha. Rabotai, it's been a wonderful week. Thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom.